We began by talking a little bit about Orville today, its beginnings.
Because it's 30th birthday.
It's 30th birthday last month. We talked a little bit about the struggles of getting the first issue out. And then we looked much more at the issue of communication in Oroville generally. We said we're not a publication because we are basically going out of Oroville. We're going to government offices and embassies. We're not a communication that can talk about everything that happens in Oroville. But we're aware there's a lot of frustration among Orovillians that no forum exists at present for such communication. And we wanted just to open up the question, get ideas, okay? We have places like Oronet, we have AV Radio itself. Can we improve those, or do we need a new form where people feel they can come, express themselves safely about any topic, but in a way that's in consonance with our ideals? So that's the challenge.
Yeah, my point was to have more professional people helping in this job.
Yes, yes, I think it's a very important part of it. But this is an issue that's facing the whole world. It's not just Oroville. Everywhere, in terms of communication, fake news. Professionals need to have a very, they need to be very skilled and have a very gentle hand with Orovillians, because Orovillians are extremely allergic to any sense of being pushed or maneuvered. So it has to be somebody, ideally Orovillians, who've been here for some time. But I think that's one of the essential tools. Yeah, we cannot believe that we can all go into a room, say whatever we like, and we'll all go out happy.
Absolutely. I'm totally on your side. So yes. We need people that have deep knowledge of Oroville itself, and yes, the fact that we are a multinational, yes, it makes a lot,
yes,
of difference.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
we are a dream. So absolutely, we aspire to something that is very hard.
Yeah.
So to be practical, what you would like to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow what I want to do is actually listen to this recording, make some notes out of it. I like the suggestion about Oroville Today articles going into, that was a very, very practical suggestion. I like the idea that a group could form out of this, because I think there was a lot of, the second part of the meeting, a lot of deep thought about communication, what it means. A group that would form to actually start experimenting with some of the techniques, maybe the people, and even bringing in people to do that, and see if we can create a ripple effect, if we can succeed in a small group, whether in terms of communication. But it's a huge challenge, a huge, huge challenge.
Oroville is a challenge.
Oroville is a challenge.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, Andrea, thank you for coming.